Between the 12th and the 22nd of August, Bharat Nivas is presenting a panorama of events focusing on the culture of Bengal. The program offers a variety of activities such as the display of films, exhibitions, workshops, concerts, and the organization of multiple Bengali dinners. During the inauguration, I had the opportunity to speak to three of the artists, Madhabi Sarkar, Nanda Das, and Barsha Bakchi.
I'm a painter, Madhabi Sarkar, Kolkata. And just I have painted so many based on Kolkata. And this is my pleasure to just display here so okay. many things. And liking the place also and the people.
Myself, Nanda Das, myself also from Kolkata. I have painted some paintings on Bengal and I'm showcasing those paintings here.
Me, Barsha Bakchi. I'm from Kolkata. We all are showcasing basically Calcutta pictures on Calcutta, paintings on Calcutta, and of course, Bengal. This is very nice place we are finding. Here, people are very energetic and they're very encouraging, inspiring. So we are enjoying showcasing here.
Okay. How did this start, the joining of multiple artists to present their artwork here? How did the project start?
Actually, I came on last March. I visited Auroville. One of my friend Nina, she's an Aurovillian, so she gave me this idea that why can't we come up and showcase our painting from Calcutta. So that's how it started off. And then we got all friends of 10 friends. We got connected, and okay. Now we are all here.
And how was the whole process of organizing, of working together?
Actually, Mimi, one of the Aurovillian, yes, she got connected again. Tapas, she's one very energetic person who wanted us to come. So that's how we are all connected. They took the initiative and they contacted us in Kolkata. And then it went off quite well.
Okay. Are you only going to be exposing your work here in Auroville, or do you have future plans to expose altogether?
Maybe in Delhi, other metropolis we are planning. And perhaps next year we will be coming to Pondicherry Ashram.
Oh, wow. That's Let's very see. Nice. Yes. As for Auroville, what do you think so far from your experience? Things you like, dislike maybe?
Actually, this is my first visit. Liking the place and the culture, the people, all together, it's really awesome.
It's so serene and peaceful. That's what we don't get in Kolkata, back in Kolkata.
Okay.
We don't hear birds singing out there. So that is what we are finding here. The first thing, which is amazing.
And actually, what I'm really curious about, as a fellow art student, how did you start getting interested into art? How did it develop over time? It's a very broad topic.
Long journey also.
Long journey as well. But what's, for example, one of your biggest inspirations?
It's like, first of all, one should have the talent of painting.
Of course.
Without that, we cannot proceed anywhere. So our parents who actually recognized our talent. And then for me, they took me to the art classes when I was young. And that's where I got my formal training. And never thought to make things so big. So it was passion, basically. I left my painting after when I got married and everything. But later again, after 22 years, I've again started off with my passion. I was teacher, but I left my job and then I started painting. And now, yes, painting is the biggest thing in my life, I can say. And influence Calcutta is basically a very cultured place, you know.
So yeah.
The culture is very rich, yes, very rich. So we are getting all the influences, encouragement from our surrounding.
All right. I think that's enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next interview is with the organizer of the event, Mimi.
So my name is Mimi. I have been managing Kalakendra for the last almost half a year, and it's been such a pleasure. Actually, it's a lovely space. And what we are doing now is a Bengal festival. 10 women artists from Kolkata, they showed some interest that they wanted to showcase their work. three of the artists, they have come over with work of 10 people. With that, the whole festival kind of rolled in. Everyone pitched in. It's been such a pleasure to see everyone working very hard and bringing this little slice of Bengal into Bharat Nivas Auroville. And it really has been great, you know, working very hard together like a team. It has been good.
How long did it take to organize everything?
We've been talking to the artists first, so it's been about since March. And then, you know, deciding dates and things. But last 3 weeks has been, well, quite, I wouldn't say chaos, because things have been moving. But lots have been happening, you know, food, talking to people, what artist, where, and some of us are singing. So, you know, practice is going on the other hand. So it's been, last 3 weeks, I would say, has been very hectic for all of us.
Hmm. And in general, what was one of the biggest challenges of organizing this?
I would say all of us together working has been a huge challenge.
Teamwork.
Yeah. But we've pulled it through and it's really been, again, I would say, nice.
All right. So for the selection of the works of art, you kind of mentioned it. However, for example, for the movies and mm-hmm. also the food, mm-hmm. how did you decide? What made you decide what to present, what to offer?
So food, we wanted to have some Bengali food. And there we identified some of the Bengali cooks in Pondicherry. And a few trips up and down, few tasting. Films also, I would say Nina was a big help in deciding and giving us a list of what all. But Budhudev Dasgupta, he's coming to Auroville, and we were really, really fortunate to connect with the person who was involved in bringing him. And so we are showing his films, one film and a documentary, and he's also going to come and give a talk, so which is going to be like really nice. Looking forward to it.
I would definitely recommend taking part in this event. It's a great occasion to discover the different aspects of Bengali culture and to appreciate the effort given to its realization. As mentioned, it will take place until the 22nd of August. You can find the detailed program on the picture section of this podcast or on auroville.org under the activities section.